Hey guys, what's up? It's me. So I'm trying out my new air fryer. My dad marked a couple of the temperatures for me. We looked at the user guide and it looks like everything is usually 360 or 390. So he marked both of those. My fryer's been going for a while. It says to shake it every so many minutes, to shake the basket, but it's kind of heavy. So I'm having trouble with that. But hopefully I don't have to worry too much because my stuff is very spread out. It's almost done. It's a little bit past the 5 minute mark. Like the 5 minute, I would guess like 2 or 3 minutes because the 5 minute mark, it's gone past that. You can probably hear it in the background. I'll just stop for a minute. This is what it sounds like. Almost sounds like a hairdryer or like some kind of an oven or type of thing. The fryer does get pretty hot. It's a bigger type of unit. It's pretty big. We have it on 360 right now. It's at 360. Oh no, 390. We have it at 390. And I'm cooking a little bit of chicken, like one chicken strip, and it's like Parmesan crusted, and a handful of fast food fries that I got from Baker's, and some cheese poppers that Heidi bought me from Sam's. And so that's what I'm cooking. It didn't smell very appetizing, but it's starting to smell a little bit better because it's cooking. And so now it smells kind of good. So I'm getting a little excited. I have to try to, like, feel when things are done and stuff and guess, and I don't like to do that. But, like, with this fryer, it's kind of an experimentation. There's not really set times for everything specifically. So that's been kind of frustrating for me because, like, my dad always says that everybody guesses when they cook, but I'm one of those, like, I go exactly by the directions, and I cook it exactly like it says, and that's why I get so mad with my oven, because I can't get the temperature exactly to where it says, and, you know, if it says cook for, like, 8 minutes, I have to cook for exactly 8 minutes, and I don't know, I'm that way with medicine, too. It's really bad, but I don't know, for some reason, I just, it freaks me out, and I don't like to try to have to guess if something's done or not. I don't like that idea, but hopefully I'll be able to tell. But yeah, the basket's kind of heavier. But hopefully it's not too much longer. I might have to pause my brew and come back or make another one. But I just thought I would record how it was going. This is the Philips HD air fryer. I think it's Viva Collection. I'm not sure which model because on Bed Bath & Beyond, oh, it's done. On Bed Bath, they had like a different model. And so I don't know exactly what the model number is, but it's the Philips air fryer. So now I'm going to pull it out. Smoke it. Baby, baby. Okay. Hold on. I pulled it out. Sort of. I should pull it out all the way, maybe. I guess. Oh, it's not as heavy as I thought it was. Oops. I'm going to set my pan down right here. I need to move my phone up to this corner. And I'm going to push this button to release my basket from this thing. Did it release? Because I can't tell. No, it did not. That's my whole pan. I want the basket to come out. Didn't push, there we go. I didn't push it hard enough. So I'm going to dump this onto here, onto this plate, hopefully. The fries sound like they're crunchy. Everything sounds like it's crunchy munchy. I can't really tell. Is there stuff stuck in there? What the hell? I don't know what's in the bottom of this pan, but I can't feel where this goes back at. Okay. There. What am I doing wrong? There we go. Now that's like that. Okay. All my stuff is on the plate, pretty much. It's not very hot, but okay. Let me see. My popper bites are stuck together. I think I hooked them too long because they're all sticking together. They smell good. This chicken smells amazing. I hope it's done. It feels hot. I don't know how to tell if the inside is done. The chicken feels hot. The fries feel hot. I'm gonna try a fry. Oh my. I think we've burnt them. Oh. Wow. Good, but I think I might have burnt my fry. They are kind of have a bundy taste to them. Don't know what to think about that. At the moment. This, I need to put this back in here. Okay. Now I can grab my stuff. I haven't tried my cheese sticks yet. Everything seems a tiny bit boom. We did about 20 minutes because we were waiting for the preheat. So, wow. Even my cheese poppers are like boned, crunchy boned. That is weird. I don't know what to think. My food is definitely crunchy. There is no arguing that my food is not crunchy. So anyway, looks like the Vivo air fryer has been a success, a slightly burnt success. But I will keep using it and messing around with it and see what happens from there. The only thing that doesn't look burnt to a crisp is my chicken. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Bye. Pause recording button.